Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, moving on. Lisa Smith, the Dundalk woman who is being held in a Syrian ISIS camp for women and children, has denied allegations that she trained girls to become fighters. Speaking to the BBC, she said she wants a caliphate, as in a Muslim country, but not a brutality group.
I'm not like a terrorist. I'm not out to kill anyone.
But are you a safe person to be back in Ireland? You know, would you go back and plan attacks on people there because you didn't agree with the life that they were living? Would you do that?
No. If you ask me, am I going to hurt anyone? No. Have I any intentions to do anything? No. I'm just interested in trying to bring my daughter up and get her educated. I don't even think I'm radicalized, you know? All I know is I just came to an Islamic State and I failed. So at the beginning, I didn't come to kill anyone. And when I was there, I didn't kill anyone. And when I go home, I'm not going to kill anyone. I just think I'm the same, you know.
It's understood that the former Defence Forces worker left Ireland 3 years ago and now has a two-year-old child. Speaking this afternoon, the Taoiseach told RTE's Teresa Mannion that Lisa is receiving consular assistance.
Yeah, well, she has requested consular assistance, but we do need to bear in mind that where she is a war zone, and we don't want to put any of our diplomatic staff or officials at risk in any way. But she is receiving consular assistance, and I'm very conscious that whatever people may think about what Lisa Smith has done, her child is innocent and her child is an Irish citizen, and we'll try to assist them. There will need to be an investigation into her activities, certainly.
It's very new territory, isn't it, her resettling to Ireland and resuming a normal life. Does she pose a security risk?
Well, I think that's what we have to assess, because we have to put the safety and interests of Irish citizens and people living in Ireland as the paramount concern in all of this. So should she return, she'd be interviewed, there would be a security assessment done to make sure she's not a threat to others. But let's never forget that there is a child involved here too, and that child is innocent and that child is an Irish citizen.
Could she possibly face criminal charges?
Possibly, but, you know, that would obviously have to follow an investigation, but there is legislation regarding assisting terrorist groups.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking there to Teresa Mannion earlier this afternoon. I'm joined now by Anna Foster, a presenter of BBC Five Live, who conducted that interview with Lisa Smith. What did Lisa say to you, Anna?
Katie, it was a very long interview. You played part of it there, but we spent well over an hour at the camp where she's being held now, talking really through everything from start to finish, right from her leaving school, joining the Defence Forces, the fact that she said that after 10 years doing that job, she was depressed. She felt that she was lost in drink and drugs. She was looking for answers. And for her, radical Islam was where those answers lay. We talked about her decision to go and join the caliphate. And it's important to point out as well, we hear these stories of people who have given everything up and gone to do that, and always, you know, we always need to keep at the front of mind that when she travelled in 2015, there had been attacks already. There had been the beheadings of aid workers and journalists that had been covered extensively in the news. What the Islamic State group did to the Yazidi people, the murder, the mass rape and enslaving of their women. Everybody at that time knew exactly what this group was about. And when Lisa Smith traveled, she was 33 years old. She wasn't a teenager. She wasn't somebody who'd been maybe young and groomed. She was married to a Tunisian man at that time, Katie, and she actually divorced him because she wanted to go and join the caliphate and he didn't. So it was a wide-ranging conversation. As you heard there, she still says that she believes in the idea of a caliphate. She condemned the violence, and to an extent, if she wants to return to Ireland now, she has to be seen to be doing that. We have no way of knowing really what is going on in her mind and how much of what she says may be true.
Anna, can I ask you, what were the conditions like in that camp?
Well, it is a refugee camp in Syria. There are several. It is called Ainissa. She was in a different camp actually for 2 months, a camp called Al Hol, and I've been to both of them in the last week. The temperature there at the moment, you know how hot it's been here. It has been well over 40 degrees. They're living in tents. Now, I actually went with Lisa to her tent where she's living with another woman and her child, and then her two-year-old daughter, who you mentioned. Now, she was telling me that They just got new tents 2 weeks ago. I had a look inside. It was clean and tidy. But of course, as you would expect, when there are lots of people in one place, the sanitation is far from ideal. And also, interesting listening to what the Taoiseach was saying there in terms of how much she can move. I mean, these are camps as opposed to prisons, but she can't leave it. There are armed guards, so it's not her choice as to whether or not she would like to walk out, which I think makes what happens next for her particularly interesting. Consular assistance may be being provided, perhaps to her family. But I went to see the Rojava Kurdish administration there. I went to see the co-chairman of Foreign Affairs. Now, he is the person who arranges the various repatriations that happen. There are different countries. Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan and Sudan have taken quite a few women and children back. Countries like Australia and Sweden, for example, have taken a small handful. And I asked him specifically about Lisa Smith and specifically about the Irish government, whether he'd had any contact from them. And he said no, which makes you wonder from a logistical point of view quite how the Irish government are planning to do this, whether they're saying to Lisa Smith, if you can get to an embassy or a consulate somewhere, we'll help you. Because as yet, they haven't been in touch with the people there who would be able to make that process happen, that process of actually taking her out of Syria and back to Ireland.
Okay. Anna, I'll leave you go there. That's Anna Foster, presenter of BBC Five Live, who conducted that interview with Lisa Smith. And I'm joined now by John O'Brien, policing and security specialist and retired detective chief superintendent, and by Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on foreign affairs. John, how do you believe we should deal with, or that the state should deal with Lisa Smith?
Good evening, Katie and Niall. Yeah, the first thing is, obviously, information is key to this, and she should be properly debriefed by people competent to do that with us from a security background. Interesting that the Taoiseach said that she had consular assistance, and the BBC representative said that on the information from the Kurdish officials that hadn't happened so far. I guess two things. First of all is you have to look at it from a rule of law concept. And it is not clear at all to me that our domestic legislation provide for prosecution for somebody who has gone to a war zone like Syria and particularly in aid of ISIS. It's not clear. There's legislation in fairly recent 2015. So that's not clear. The second one is, of course, and pretty obvious as well, is the humanitarian one, because she does have a child. And, of course, the child shouldn't be punished for anything that the mother may have done. But credibility is key to this. And I saw the BBC film, and she looked, at least from the film, to be strong, coherent, didn't seem to be in any way distressed. And one would have to say, you know, some of her responses to the questions, which were reasonable, was a bit naive. She hadn't heard about the Yazidi people. She hadn't heard about the terrible atrocities. She didn't seem to have any knowledge of the ISIS from, you know, the terrible atrocities they had been involved in. Remember, ISIS had, and probably still has, one of the strongest propaganda machines in the world anywhere, and they focused on the most barbaric of events, beheadings and so on. So there's a kind of a clear issue of credibility that would need to be assessed. But I'm not so sure that we have the law to deal with her, even if she was somebody who engaged in terrorist activity.
Yeah, but given all of that, John O'Brien, sure. Do you think we should bring her home on balance?
I think we should do a process, and I think she should be debriefed properly so that the facts are established as to what she was and where she was doing. And based on that, will lead to a yes or a no. If we determine that she wasn't involved, or that she was an innocent party or a bystander, of course, there's a strong case to be made to repatriate her and her young child as well. If she was involved in terrorist activity, I think that's an entirely different matter and calls for more mature considerations whether it's appropriate. Do we bring somebody back who could potentially engage in terrorist activity here? Do we want to allocate our resources to monitoring one individual? There's a job to be done. And if we don't have the information, and if there hasn't even been consular contact with her, we're still kind of hypothesizing about what should happen. And clearly we need to move to the next stage, which is get the relevant information and then make some decisions based on that.
Okay. Niall Collins, what's Fianna Fáil's position on this?
Good evening, Katie. Well, it's obviously a very difficult case, and public opinion is divided on it, but we in Fianna Fáil believe that Lisa Smith should be brought home. And it's clear from the reports that she and her daughter, who's a child, age two, are living in very difficult conditions. These camps are violent, as we know, and children suffer from malnutrition. And the state has a responsibility to all of its citizens. But I think the government has been clearly caught sleeping at the wheel here. It was only last February that Leo Varadkar said he would favour the return of Irish citizens, even if they were involved with ISIS. We've seen nothing or heard nothing from the government since. He also said that we have a responsibility not to offload our citizens to other states and to make them stateless. And again, we have seen nothing from anybody within government.
Yeah, Niall, can I just ask you there, because were you surprised to hear Anna Foster there, the reporter who had did that interview with Lisa Smith, say that she was told by from the people who should know, who would be in a position to arrange repatriations, that there had been no contact from anyone in the Irish government?
Absolutely, and that was the next point I was going to make. That's the standout in the interview for me, the fact that the people who are operating this refugee camp have clearly stated that they've had no contact from anybody within officialdom within Ireland. And I think it's equally compounding to hear the Taoiseach's comments today that should she return. So clearly the government have no plan here. And what further alarms me is the fact that we know from security reports which are in the public domain that it's thought at least six Irish citizens are involved with ISIS, and that over 30 people have left Ireland to become involved with ISIS. So there's no plan, there just seems to be drift. Now, I agree that there has to be a proper investigation and a security assessment. But again, like what we're hearing here, Katie, is again from the government, when there's a bit of a crisis of the day or of the week, they will say anything at a point in time to get themselves out of that crisis. Now, Leo Varadkar last February said all these things. Nothing has transpired since. So whether it's cervical check or whether it's some other crisis, for example, the insurance scandal which is going on, the government will say whatever is expedient on the day to get themselves out of the crisis and to move on to get themselves through the day.
Okay.
So clearly there is no plan. You know, what does consular assistance mean? The Taoiseach didn't give us any detail there in relation to that. So we know that our security services, you know, our military intelligence, and on Garda Síochána have the wherewithal, they have the experience and they have the ability, and they should be engaging somehow in a process to bring Lisa Smith home. She is an Irish citizen,
what
so
about,
is her
can
daughter.
I just ask you there, Niall Collins, if it turns out there's some suggestion that if she were to come home, that she would need to be monitored 24/7, this could be a very expensive operation, is that a good use of resources?
Well, at the end of the day, she's an Irish citizen, and so is her child. And if the security assessment is such that she can come home, well, then, you know, a plan is going to have to be put in place. It's not beyond the ability of this state to put in place such a plan. And I think, really, you know, what we need to see is some form of constructive action and some form of a plan from government.
One question,
because
they
clearly haven't been doing this.
OK, John O'Brien?
Yeah, I just wonder if Niall thinks that we have got domestic legislation that allows us to prosecute and deal with people who go abroad to engage in terrorism. It's a very simple, straightforward question.
Clearly.
And it's an apolitical question as well, Niall. Do we have current legislation that allows us to prosecute people who engage in terrorism abroad?
Well, as I understand it, John, and I'm open to correction here, on our statute books, there is legislation that allows the state to prosecute people who are members of proscribed organisations. And I understand that ISIS is a proscribed organisation, is named as a proscribed organisation. So Lisa Smith, if she and when she returns, will potentially face a prosecution for being involved with ISIS. But that will all have to be part of an investigation. And that's a process, again, that will have to play out. But look, fundamentally, she's an Irish citizen. Her daughter is an Irish citizen. And I think, you know, it goes to the core of our values and beliefs that people who are Irish citizens, that the state should seek to protect them as best as possible. And I think the government have been hugely delinquent here. That the facts are there. Last February, the Taoiseach said there would be some kind of support or a process in relation to Lisa Smith, and we now know that nothing has happened.
Well, we don't really know that nothing has happened. We on the face of it, we're hearing from Anna Foster there that there was no indication that you know, individual contact had been made, but we don't know what's been done in the background.
But surely, Katie, Anna Foster said to you that she interviewed her for well over an hour, and she spent probably much longer in her company. Were the Irish authorities engaging with Lisa Smith, she surely would have mentioned it. It has been reported elsewhere, I read in advance of doing this interview with you, where Lisa Smith has said that she has been interviewed by the FBI and they have taken her fingerprints and indeed her DNA. But, you know, what have the Irish, any of the Irish agencies done? So it's quite clear to me, I think it's an obvious interpretation to take from what's been reported and from the report of Anna Foster, that nothing has been done.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Niall Collins and John O'Brien and earlier Anna Foster from the BBC, thank you all for joining us with that.